Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Well met, wide world, here on our ongoing crowd creation Daughter of God cast, episode 075, Smart Money. I'm loving this chapter of the movie, the making and the feedback. Scenes and components sketched out years ago, or maybe last week, are tuned up and set loose upon the world. The world wild web, that is. How fun! How essential! I am fascinated and often surprised by your experience. Hints about how to clarify and enhance scenes, new ideas. Thank you. Episode 074, 12 Mediatronic Ads, received feedback from just three dedicated collaborators, James, Seamus, and Judith. Maybe 12 Mediatronic Ads just sucked. Or is there another explanation? Test screening on the internet is exciting because our content has to be ultra compelling. This is not a darkened movie theater. You are not a captive audience. There's so much else going on. So many posts, feeds, a smorgasbord of seductions. Not to mention your kitty, or your dog, or your rat, or your kids, or your spouse. Daughter of God scenes have to be more intriguing and more magnetic than anything else if they're going to capture cognition. But the flow of feedback is not just about a scene's awesomeness. Awesomeness! Sparse feedback could mean the presentation is ineffective. The video might be glitchy, slow to load, or my request for feedback could be obtuse and confusing. And or the content might be totally inappropriate for the social media platform. Too long, too subtle, or in conflict with the prevalent aesthetic. There's a lot of mites to consider. This is extremely mighty. It's pretty darn mighty. There's a lot of mighty going on. This is a very mighty, might, or anyway. If we offer a scene and there's not much response, I can't immediately assume the content is awful or that no one loves me. This is detective work, observing and tweaking, optimizing for response. The nuts and bolts of getting feedback are as important as the feedback itself. 12 Mediatronic Ads was likely too long and didn't have enough context. I wonder, if the ads had appeared on refugee relief boxes, either in an empty hallway or behind Christina or Jerry, would feedback have been more abundant? This will be fun to revisit. We've requested feedback on four scenes so far, two under 15 seconds and two over 2 minutes. On Facebook, at least, shorter chunks are more likely to be watched and commented on. The scene with the most feedback, Open Season, is a freestanding miniature story with a hero, a challenge, and a transformation. That might have helped too. As an artist and designer, I feel Facebook is a horror show, an addictive, sluggish time suck. But many of my family and friends are there. Even so, only a small percentage of my family and friends are also the audience for Daughter of God. She's wanting more nerds, freaks, iconoclasts, mavericks, tilters at windmills, dreamers, utopians, troublemakers. There are scads of social media platforms specifically for artists and geeks. We're headed there, as of Monday, January 29th, for 12 Mediatronic ads. Facebook reports 51 views for 36 minutes. Most of the 51 viewers that Facebook reports didn't watch to the end. 89 people saw the post on Elo, with one like by Darren John, a nifty muralist based in London who I've never met. I can't tell how many people actually watched the video on Elo, but likely Darren did, so yo, thanks Darren! Vimeo had 8 plays and 19 impressions for a 42% play rate, best so far, oddly enough. 86% watched to the end, or 6.8 people. Open Season still rules, with 100% of Vimeo watchers staying until the end. So, 12 Mediatronic ads. Seamus opined via dog.movie, 07 is my favorite, probably because of the rhyme. 10 is the most disturbing, because it implies that no progress will have been made during the intervening years on the issue of male disposability. 07 is a dict d'oeuvre, a mashup of English, French, and Spanish, possibly promoting a therapy regimen for substance abuse. 10 is the classic Uncle Sam image saying, your boys, my toys. Perhaps a recruiting poster for adolescent drone pilots. Judith and I had a brief exchange via email, concluding thus. Number 11, favorite, several were disturbing. 11 is about collaborative cognition and global wealth redistribution. Whatever those are. James's favorite was 10, most disturbed by 4, pro slots 100. I am disturbed by 4 too, though I'm not sure what it's about. I asked James to elaborate, let's see what he comes up with. I am so fortunate to have a cadre of at least 25 other artists who appreciate the significance of this undertaking, the zany Daughter of God movie making. Judith, Seamus, and James are among those shining stars. Kudos, comrades. Smart money. Somewhere in a grassy, flower-dotted field, Federal Reserve notes and rotting leaves commingle. American script was always more cloth than paper, and this cash, instantiated just before the collapse of civilization, is more computation than cloth. It's smart money. Each bill is slightly sentient, able to answer questions, check the accuracy of transactions, and offer sound financial advice. Now, though, with humans mostly missing and no debt-based economy, the lonely bills have only the wild things to keep them company. That's more backstory than I usually offer. My guess is that plenty of people will watch this scene without knowing the premise behind Smart Money. The title is a little hint, but I'm curious to see what non-podcasters make of this scene. So, there are 2 variations of the feedback question, depending on whether or not you check this episode out. If you haven't checked out episode 075 of the podcast, what is this scene, Smart Money, all about? If you have checked out episode 075, which characters in this scene do you feel the most empathy for? Remember, there's no wrong answers. Every answer is right. I trust this algorithmic question isn't too complicated. I guess we'll find out in episode 076. Thanks. Thanks for your attention. And another thing we're going to reveal in episode 076 or maybe 077 or sometime in February is our frequent flyer-esque awards membership club, where you can earn cool dog swag with your feedback. Better and better and better and better. James and Seamus and Judith, you are sitting pretty. Thanks for flying with the Daughter of God cast, the frequentest feedbacking movie to ever hit the internet, an unprecedented hot mess that we're just making up as we go along. And what fun we're having, eh? I am for sure the royal we. And if you're still listening and watching up to this moment, then by gum, you might be too. So unlike great swaths of the internet, some of our assertions here are true. Go figure. Truth is totally overrated. What we care about is allowing maximum yumminess, of feeling good in the deep sense, in the damn, I'm the whole freaking universe sense, because being the cosmos while playing the human game is the cat's pajamas, meow. The royal we includes you too. We love you. What emotions does that bring up for you? Feel them.